I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Like the cholera epidemic, borders won't contain Zimbabwe's ills. IN Network's Rode Rodehaver says thousands are fleeing to Zambia. There, the government is taking land from the subsistence farmers and giving it to the Zimbabwean refugees. That's creating ministry turmoil because it's threatening Zambian livelihoods.
This is a time when it is very hard to contain the problem in just Zimbabwe. It is spreading, and it is causing the evangelical church to both reach out to the refugees and creating turmoil within the evangelical church.
Next, Cure International is launching new initiatives to be the feet of Jesus Christ. Cure Clubfoot Worldwide will now be working in 5 Indian hospitals and a statewide program in Karnataka, India. Cure heals children with a series of plaster cast treatments, sharing the love of Christ with parents and children in developing nations in a tangible, life-changing way. And Mission Network News' Elisa Whiteman takes a closer look at ministry in Zambia.
In part 2 of our series with Every Orphan's Hope, HIV/AIDS has orphaned over 1 million children in Zambia. 18 to 22% of Zambian adults are HIV positive, mostly as a result of poverty. Camp Hope Bible camps were made to help save these orphans, says Gary Schneider.
We see such a great entry point at the Camp Hope Bible camps for a child to come in and really hear the gospel of Christ clearly presented, and to be connected with the local church and the body of Christ there.
You can send an AIDS orphan to camp for only $30. Join us tomorrow for part 3. Mission Network News, Elisa Whiteman.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, World Watch China, a DVD that'll update you on the conditions believers are facing. Get World Watch China by calling 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.